Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the PACES director. PACES stands for Perry's Academic, Cultural, and Enrichment Services, Mary Hillman. And Mary, really appreciate you stopping in to talk about this today.
Thank you so much. I just always love coming out to KDLS.
Absolutely. Well, we'd love to have you. And I know it is the 25th anniversary here this year, so very special. You want to highlight just the importance of what the service really has offered over the years. So why don't you go ahead and just talk about that?
Yes, this was established with a 21st Century Community Learning Center federal grant project. It was huge, $1.7 million. And Perry actually got a hold of me to work at this. I was working at Genesis Development with adults with severe disabilities and had done some services here in Perry. And they were seeing the need because of working parents, especially shift work, missing school. Attendance was an issue. Homework was not getting done. They did not feel students were safe. And there just wasn't anyone available, enough childcare available in the community, along with affordable childcare. And so this program was established for that, along with the need for homework programs at the middle school level and high school level and community events. So it was a very comprehensive program. And I was, you know, started from scratch, and it was just, I was like, what did I get myself into? But it has been a wonderful challenge, and I think a great thing for our community and our school district.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, someone, I'm a little newer to the community, but I think from what I've heard, it offers a lot of great things. I know you wanted to talk about just how serving the kids, maybe how many you have served in that capacity, and really how it's been able to be beneficial to both kids and parents.
Yeah, we're presently real close to 150 students annually, and that is just at the elementary level. And that is what we were able to maintain after money kind of dwindled away over the years. We've probably served well over 10,000 students over all the years.
Wow.
And that is due to, we have the present program that is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, serving those students before and after school, along with an 8 or 9 week program, depending on snow days, 12 hours a day throughout the summer to avoid that summer learning loss. But when we still had funds, I had a middle school program up through 2012. I had written a state grant to extend the program. And that was also serving students in homework clubs, all kinds of other enrichment camps and classes and summer program as well at the middle school. And then we also did some at the high school level. I also worked with some community events and brought back the summer band program that was there when I'm a kid, because I graduated from Perry Schools.
Sure.
And so Perry is my hometown. And so I was really, really excited to bring that back. In addition to this, we also did either day or week type of camps and classes, and probably offered 70 of those a year.
Wow.
When we had money. And of course, I showed you the brochure that we used to work with the chief. And so it might have been a craft class or a holiday event or science camp, history camp, lots of really great opportunities. But as the funding went away and it became less available, which I do a lot of grant writing as well, we just had to really look at the data. What is going to be the biggest impact and what can we do? And it's our present elementary program, which is preschool through fifth grade.
Again, we are speaking here with the PACES director, Mary Hillman. And Mary, just want to ask, obviously, you know, with last year and the tragedy that happened at the school, and then obviously we had the Tyson closure, did you see some sort of uptick in terms of getting more kids, or did that correlate at all with PACES? How did that affect you guys?
Well, we were more needed than ever.
Sure.
And I think a lot of people thought we'd lose a lot of numbers, and we did lose a few people, but we really maintained the same numbers. Mm-hmm. I mean, people got to work. And I went through this with COVID, and we were only closed 2 months, and I petitioned the school board to open up June 1st of 2020. And we maybe had half the numbers due to people being afraid.
Sure.
But people have to work.
Yep.
And so this program is about not just the kids, but also supporting those working families. And so with that said, we want to do our social service side, where we get homework completed at night. We do enrichment activities. We do fitness and nutrition. They get a free snack, you know, all those great things for the kids. But the parents know that it's economic development for the community. And that way they can go to their jobs knowing their kids are safe, well taken care of, gee, homework is done. We can have a nice evening or get off to sport practice or dance or whatever it is. And so that's what's really been critical. People right now, I've got kids of kids with my age. And so, you know, they're just like, we want to stay in Perry. Mm-hmm. They love the community.
Right.
And Perry should be real proud of that. And that they have bought homes in the community at low interest.
Yep.
And we want to stay here and we feel welcome here. Mm-hmm. And so with that said, people did take jobs at a lower level, but that's where we have our sliding fee scale to attend, and we make it affordable so parents can make a good decision instead of going, oh, I think I can leave my kids home alone for a little bit and I'll be back. And that's just not a good plan.
And talk about the partnerships as well that you've been grateful for to work with over the 25 years.
What I realized early on was that we really needed to have good partnerships. Those are services that I call in-kind, if you're doing any project writing, where there is a value financially, but it is of no cost to your program. And it has provided so many incredible opportunities for our kids. I'm presently working a lot with Iowa Public Television. I've worked with them over the 25 years. And we're on a literacy grant project where they come in and work with our students monthly. A lot of STEAM activities, which is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. They've also brought in literacy, training for the staff. We also work with Perry Public Library. They've been our friend for 25 years. We do a wonderful summer program with them, huge highlight for the kids. And then now they are coming to us this year weekly, working with all of our students on a reading time, a craft time. And then in the summer, we check out books, probably 2,000 books a summer. We
wow.
keep them at the program. We keep those kids reading.
Yep.
And it's so fun for them. So that's been a great partnership. I've also worked a lot with Forest Park and Museum, Dallas County Conservation, our friend Pete Melberg, doing all kinds of programming and great opportunities for our students. Another local partner has been the Mercury Center. We go over and do winter swimming. We do summer swimming. When they've had swim lessons, we walk kids back and forth in the summer because it's an important life skill. Back in the day, I would also offer programming and classes over there. So they've been a wonderful friend to our program as well.
That is part one of our conversation with the PACES director, Mary Hillman, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Join us tomorrow as we continue talking about the great partnerships and more. Again, it's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.